Is 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the top. The Gemara on the bay, and before on Amar Aleph Chafal Amar Aleph answered the steers of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Hollis is evident that he holds that the oil that's not made by the Adam is not considered an oil. Nevertheless, we find by the Mishnah in Parah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't bring the losses at all to serve as an oil, as a precautionary oil. You were soymich on the shoyer, on the oxen which had wide stomachs. And the shvarim lechoyer are not oil losses by the Adam. So how's it considered an oil? And the Gemara answered that if it's just a tefach, then it's not an oil. It's not considered an oil. But if it's kemaloy egroif, it's a larger shear, then it's more than a tefach. Then it's going to be considered an oil, even if it's not an oil also with the other. So the Gemara is going to go back now to the Mishnah and ask a kasha. Frek the Gemara, v'haremita, the bed in the Mishnah, the yeshba kameh greifim, and has many fists. But now that we're learning the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Hagim Yinu used to have a minik sheyinu yishenim tachas hamita. We slept under the bed b'fnei hazikeinim, and they didn't tell us anything. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to sleep under the bed, which is in the sukkah, because the bed is not considered an oil. B'chayru, if there was many egroifim, so it should be considered an oil, even though there's a problem with this mita. It sounds like from Rashi that the kasha here is that just like a mita, let's say, has its own problem, that's an oil aray, that's why it's not considered an oil. But the Gemara is asking like a tushtel, a dimyan. Just like when you need an oil, also by the Adam considered to be an oil. But it's not also by the Adam, it's not considered oil. But when it has a greifim, it's considered an oil, even though there's some problem with an oil that's not man-made, or it's not made like a tchila for an oil. But when it's kameh greifim, when it has that bigger shear, it's considered an oil. So too in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's a problem, it's whatever the problem, that's not considered an oil.
Maybe it's an oil, right?
But it's kameh greifim, it should be considered an oil. Oil and iron, it's temporary, it's shmach oil, it's not.
Who said that there is a problem with
that? That was the reason in the mission.
Look at the top, look at here. Look at the top, the second Rashi from the top. The yesh b'kam ha'grefim, min ha'chavol l'karkun ha'chagun ha'yinu. Alma, we see, oil and iron, I love oil. So Rashi is learning that the Yehud in the Mishnah, that was the reason because this oil ara is missing in the oil.
Afa
pikein, it should be. And if Maloy Egrif, which could make sense, like Maloy Egrif couldn't make up for the problem, whatever the problem of the oil is, then it shouldn't make up for the problem. But he's
shvarim. What kind of kashas? Why can't there be two requirements?
Two different things.
Two different requirements.
Oil also with the oil is one requirement.
And you have another problem that you need oil. It should be a kvah, not ara.
Correct. So there could be two different. Seems like it's just a dimian. Just like by one, if there's a problem with an oil and somehow when it's kamei greifim, it has this large shear, it makes up for the problem. It's not a problem, so too by the meter, it shouldn't be a problem. So it seems like the Mefarshim learn like this, the Gemara. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So we're back shver, in other words, so we're really asking here on the answer before, so you can't tell me to answer the steers of Rabbi Huda that kamei greifim is going to turn it, is going to say it's right, that kamei greifim is going to make it, that it's considered a good oil. And for the Gemara, no. If you have a greifim, it does make it into an oil. And that answers this theory before. So how come by the beds, is it not considered an oil according to Rabbi Yehuda? Shani mita, hoyol v'legabo asuyo, it's made, the oil is made for the top of the bed, to sleep on top of the bed, so not for the air space underneath. Therefore, it's not an oil.
So it's not an oil at all.
Right. It seems like the Rashash still see the sugi, the case of just like this, the halacha mitzvah ain't tzrich kavana. Don't need the kavana to be yoytze. The mitzvah ain't tzrich kavana. You do a ma'ase mitzvah yoytze. But if you have kavana lehepech, you don't have kavana not to be yoytze. Shaloi lotzis, you're not yoytze. Even though you don't need original kavana, but kavana shaloi lotzis, hepech kavana, you're not yoytze.
He doesn't have kavana at all when he made the bed.
Similarly here, the kavana is when you make a bed to make it for the top. So yes, if it would have kamei greifim, technically it would be considered an oil, even if it's an oil harai, whatever the problem with the oil is. It would be considered an oil with the fact that it has kamei greifim. But if you make a bed specifically made for the top and not for the bottom, that creates that it's bichlal not an oil for the airspace on the underneath it. Because you designated, you made especially, you made a mita, when you make a mita, it's to be an oil for the top, that it should be an oil. It's worse than just having stam, that it's not that it's an oil ara, it's not, you know, it's
but, one of the cases in the
right.
It was man-made,
right.
But it was not with the intention of...
Was it? The Hollis was a man-made one? Which one? Which... Those are all naturally made. Oh, the mid b'chavonim, right? The piles of the beams and the stones. And Rashi says without kavona. But no kavona means you chel didn't have a kavona to make an oil. Here, the kavona is to make it for the top of the bed. So this is worse. Right.
But even so, if it was yud tefachim high, then it would be your oil mafsik.
No, but I think we're saying it's not. Even the Mishnah is talking about Yutvachim Hai according to Shmuel. But nevertheless, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going to be considered an oil.
By a meter, even if you had to find it for the top, you made it Yutvachim Hai. Why do you make it so high?
The
so
Mishnah is
because you want to use it on. The problem is, let's say you have a meter that you want to store stuff underneath. And you want the oil on top for it to go underneath. So if you had kavana for both, it would be.
If you had kavana for both, it would be a different story.
When they made the mita, they were mechavim to sleep under it. So they're not the ones who made the soup.
Well, when they made the mita, they weren't mechavim to sleep under it.
No, Tevi, Avdoi slept under it. The person who made the mita wasn't thinking about them.
Yeah, but the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is. But that's how the Gemara is learning here. That hoilu gaba suyin, zoktriashi. Lishon al gaba, to sleep on top of it. Veloy tachteo, not under it. Lefikuch el Hashem oil. That's why it doesn't have it, because it's not considered oil. So really, Kameh Grefa makes up for the problem of not being an oil, that if it has that size, it will be an oil. The reason why by meat, it's not an oil, because it was made to sleep on top of it and not as serve as an oil for the airspace underneath it.
It's a little bit of a difficulty to mean to mitzvahs, no? Negative kavanah, you have much specific.
I don't
want
answer.
This. You don't have any negative kavanah over here.
You just want to make it for the top.
Right, it's like making a bracha and you make the wrong. There's a different dimyon, right?
I hear what you're saying. His truth still is you want it specifically
for something and not for the oil.
Right, and not for the air. So you didn't make it for the airspace underneath. But you're saying there's no positive that I don't want it for the bottom.
Right.
I want it for the top. I hear. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayetu. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case. Then shvarim nami legabon asuyin. The shvarim also that are serving as a precautionary protector over here for the tumas atahoyim, for these children not to become tamei, that are the ones that are sitting on top. Also, it's legabon asuyin. It's meant to sit on top. So how's it an oil? We're saying the underneath is considered an oil, and that's what's going to be choitz. It's going to block the tuma. It's legabon asuyin, so it shouldn't be considered an oil either, even if it has kamei grey from this shoyer. But since it's legabon asuyin, it's meant for the oil for the top of the shore, not for the airspace underneath, it shouldn't be considered an oil. Ki also Rabban Omer Belozer, Shani Shvarim, he said that the Shvarim are different. Hoylu meginim al haroyim b'chamam b'nei hachamam u'b'kshomim b'nei hachshomim. The airspace underneath the...
That's what they were born for.
Not they were born for that. The Gemara is saying now they have a use, even if it's a secondary use. They have a purpose.
And in the Kasha, they were born to seed kids.
Right. They have a purpose for underneath it, so that's what's considered an oil. Because there's a purpose that it was used. Rashi says they used it for the... The Gemara says it for the Kshomim, b'nei achamim. So therefore, it has a din oil underneath as well. Frak the Gemara, yochi mitanami. A bed also, hoyol magina al min alayim v'sandalim, shetachteo. Before one goes to sleep, he puts his shoes and sandals underneath the bed, so it has a function as an oil underneath the bed as well. So how come by the bed it's not considered an oil? What's the difference? So here the Gemara is falling off. Elam Rava Shani Shvarim Hoyl Vasun Lahogin Al Bnei Ma'ayim Shulam. That it's different. The fact that it's tam has a purpose, a use underneath it, that's not enough to make it an oil in the airspace below. If the original the way it was made and what it. The ikkar is made for the bed is to sleep on top. So it wouldn't be enough that I could use something in the bottom. The reason by a shoyer why this it's considered an oil on the bottom is because the shvarim as a suyin are made lahogin to shield al b'nei ma'ayim shalem on the insides, on the kishkes, on all the
The funny things Rashi learns It's talking about the shedra. He's not even talking about
the gag hashedra, right? No, but that's the shedra. The ribs and the bones, they're all there to protect what's inside. What?
I would think we're talking about the or. Rashi says not the or. Because the problem is there's or underneath also.
Correct. Well, I hear underneath that would block it.
No, so you see.
So that would be, the gag. The shoyer can be looked at. You're saying that, so I can look at the gag as being the shedra.
You need underneath. The R that's underneath the shoyer is making what's on top.
Correct.
So since it's one R, and the equal R is the size of the bottom, otherwise why is Rashi shedra? Shedra is smaller.
I guess that's considered more the megan. That's what you when you're sitting on an animal and you're not plotting down, is because you're sitting on the bones, on the shedra of the backbone of the animal. So that's serving as the oil, as the roof here, and it's being megan on the intestines inside. So the top of the shoyer, the gag of the shoyer is made actually as an oil for underneath it. Shenema, it says in the pasuk in Eiv, oiru basar, skin and flesh, talbisheni, ubatzamas begidin tesechicheni. So you see that the Rashi schach correlate. That means the atzomos and the gidim are considered a form of a schach for what's underneath it. So you see that so therefore we're telling too that the behema is actually made for underneath it. That's why it's in oil under the airspace underneath the animal. So yes, the kids are sitting on top. And about that it serves of a purpose on top, but there's a main purpose as well for the bottom. Hashem can a mita is made to sleep on top. There happens to be you put stuff under the bed. That's not going to be enough to make it into an oil.
To see from this gemara, you could put shoes underneath the bed.
And well, it's come a problem. It shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Zok the gemara weiter. Vivo yisem. If you want, I'll give you another teretz. A beautiful tamei. A beautiful goes according to his tam. The omer sukkah. Deer's kva bina. Sukkah has to have a deer's kva. Could be a deer's kva. The havali mita, and the meat is a deer's harai, a temporary deer. The sukkah, oil kva. And the sukkah is an oil kva. But the also oil harai, mavatl oil kva. An oil harai cannot be mavatl an oil kva. In other words, there's a big nafkamina between the two terutzim. According to the first terutz that we're saying till now, so deer and when it has kamei groifim, is a svara by the meat. But the reason why meat is not an oil because it's made lagabon, according to the first teretz, because it's made to sleep on top, so the bottom is bechlal not considered an oil. According to this viboy zayma, and meat is considered an oil. If it has kamei, like the gemara's kasha, if it has kamei groifim, maybe we'll turn it into an oil. The reason why I could sleep under it in the sukkah is in relation to my sukkah's kva. A deer's arai is not an oil. So you want to know where am I sleeping? Am I sleeping in the sukkah or am I sleeping under this oil arai? I'm not sleeping under this oil arai. I'm sleeping in the sukkah.
And if it becomes an oil kva, then it's a steer to the sukkah.
If what becomes an oil kva?
The meat somehow becomes an oil, then it's a steer to the sukkah.
Correct. Then it'll be considered that I'm sleeping under the sukkah.
Under the bed.
In other words, let's have a case. A very simple enough community. You can have a case where this bed is not in the sukkah. Have a bed, such a bed, anywhere. So inshallah b'negei tumah. According to the first teretz, it's not going to be an oil. To be maybe a satumah there. Because since it's not made...
It's a chiddush to say, but anywhere else it would be considered an oil because it's not compared to the sukkah.
You don't say oil arai. There's no such svar as oil arai.
No such svar?
There's no such svar as oil arai by sukkah. By tumah. It's maybe tumah. You see, Umar says you have to... you're worried about tumah's futsalaris, so you travel with something that's mafsik. So,
oil arai, I guess, would mean over here in the terms of it's not ein derech oil bekach. Rashi had such a sort of ein derech oil bekach. Whatever there would be the problem with this oil, and according to the first teretz, there's something wrong with this oil because it's lagabon asui and it's not meant for the airspace underneath it. According to the second teretz,
it's
takan oil, but in the sukkah, lagabon sukkah, because it's only an oil arai, so klapi the sukkah, we don't look at it as an oil, and therefore it's going to be considered. You're allowed to sleep under it. According to Rebbe, it's considered you're sleeping in the sukkah.
Lagabon Shabbos oil arai, you're asked to make an oil arai. You can't even spread an umbrella. That's definitely not Ra'ayis.
Okay.
And besides for Tumah, also not Ra'ayis, Mav 6 for Tumah. And Bay for Tumah. The common business is
okay.
Ra'ayis.
I hear.
Why? What does that mean? Why do you need it? Why do you need a Yehuda's sheet that they need Diris Kebab? Since I need a Diris Kebab, no, Sukkah, and this is an Oil
Arai. Right, so in relation, so the Sukkah is going to be a case, is a Diris Kebab big Sukkah? You're saying it wasn't meant like that?
It's not a
Diris Kebab.
Oh,
so no, we had that already.
Right, so you're saying in the case of when it's Esrim, Lamailam Esrim, that's a Diris Kebab?
Yes,
we had that numerous times already.
Well, then, okay, so what he's saying.
We had numerous times the chiluk that Yisukah can't be a kva l'mayla ma'asher mamah, but it certainly still needs to be a diras kva. We had that many times in the Masechta. What's your kasha? What, how could you tell me?
I'm saying he's
in this
saying,
case,
I don't think he's asking that.
What kind of sukkah was
are
this?
Are we talking about? You're saying we're not talking about sukkah a sukkah's kva.
Right, you're talking about a diras haray that's under 20 hours.
Right, yeah, let's say but Zayin al-Zayin.
Right, that's fine, it doesn't matter.
And
anything,
it could be okay.
Anything
could
above
be
Zayin al-Zayin up until 20 hours.
What?
Yeah. Including 20, according to Rebbe,
right,
could be
fine,
more than 20.
It's not the same Diris Kva. It's a different Diris Kva we're talking about.
But what does he mean that I needed?
Sukkah needs to be Diris
Kva. I think they speak it out. In other words, of course, it doesn't. This case doesn't have to be Diris Kva, but because of Yudish is, it could be Diris Kva. So we look at it as a sukkah. That's more of a permanent type of a structure. So in relation to the bed. You can't tell me I'm under the bed and not in the sukkah. Because the sukkah...
What's your kasha?
Right,
the first
like
we said no. You can't have a diras kva?
No, my kasha is just...
I don't think he's asking.
No, he's asking in this case, what is this sukkah?
Yeah,
so if this sukkah is an arai,
then
why is this arai not bottled compared to the sukkah, which is in this case also an arai?
Because the sukkah is a kva. We had that already throughout the Masechta. You need sukkah.
Correct.
However, whatever it actually
right.
is...
It does, not to the point that it could be over 20 amas.
No, it could be over 20, according to Yehuda.
I understand, but the right,
because it
right,
could
right,
be
right,
over
right,
20,
right.
Sukkah is a dearest kva.
Right.
What? It says anything now it's called? It says then something?
You have to go back to the Yom Masechta.
Okay. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah, someone in the back.
What's the big problem? The whole effort
anyway. No, but we're trying to answer Rabbi Yehuda now.
Yeah, of course, we're trying to answer Yehuda, but...
Not going out of Lamais.
No, but he's thinking about what will be...
Lamai Lamaisir?
No, he's worried about what will be if he tackle wants to sleep under the bed. He can't. We don't hold Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay, but we want to understand Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, why you could sleep under the bed, is not because the bed is not considered an oil. It has kame grofim, so it is going to be considered a good oil. But in relation to the sukkah, so it's not considered that I'm sleeping under the bed. I'm sleeping still in the sukkah.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, a pop-up sukkah wouldn't be any good. When you can't make a sukkah by opening up the doors of your car and putting bamboo on top of it.
You don't have the concept of a diras haray by a sukkah. It doesn't exist. We don't know that term.
Because you don't need it.
Right. You don't even know what that means. So we know you have to build a solid, stable structure. Right. You don't even know the term of haray, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
But he's asking, it could be haray.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
What does that mean?
But a bed,
it's not
it is. It is. No, it's not.
So
and a bed is
so he's asking, it's two harays here.
No,
so why is one haray and mevatel the other haray?
What makes according to Rabbi Yehuda kavah?
Why is this considered a strong, sturdy, stable sukkah?
Yeah.
It's sturdier than a bed.
Even Rabban
Amoy,
that's the answer.
Even
in relation to
Rabban,
so if you would hold that sukkah is dearest Arai,
then what?
Then
sturdier than the bed?
Then not physically sturdy. Then the sukkah is.
Yeah, then maybe they're still in the same category.
It's Arai, exactly. Then it's in the same category. It's Arai. But if sukkah could be Kva, then we looked at the sukkah as more of a permanent structure in relation to the bed. And therefore it's considered you sleeping in the sukkah.
Even Rabban Amoy, that if you put it on Moshe's Sfina, and the wind from the shore would blow it down, it's not called a sukkah.
Correct, because that's Eini Yochel. That's Eini Yochel Lamed Beruch Metzuyah. That's a different problem.
Yeah, Beruch Metzuyah at the shore.
People live.
Correct.
So let's say
the wind of
the ocean.
You don't
correct.
Live under a bed.
Do we reckon with the Beruch Metzuyah of the ocean or from the on ground?
But then I told you there's enough community between the two arayos. I'm saying right now you can understand the svara why sukkah is a kva. It's a dwelling place. There is a shmatiyas to it. People live in a sukkah. You don't live under a bed.
But according to your svar, you're saying even if you wouldn't need a diras kva, then in relation, it's so it shouldn't be just. You know, it sounds like it's Rabbi Yehuda Latamei.
Anyway, it's not true. It's not true. We do live on the bed. It's called the bunk bed.
Okay.
And besides, some people have storage under their beds. And it's permanent storage.
Frank the Gemara of Reb Shimon, the Amenami. Reb Shimon also says that Sukkah, Di was Kvabi Inon. Reb Shimon was one of those in the list previously learned that also holds you need Diris Kva, because he holds you need Sukkah has to be four walls. That was Shittus Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Omer Gimel Kol Chasim V'Dalad Afilo Tefich. Reb Shimon was the one that held you need four walls in Sukkah. And the Gemara said he's one of the Manda Omrim that holds Sukkah needs Diris Kva. And still, the Ossi Oil Arai he holds, still an Oil Arai comes in Mavatal Oil Keva. Where's this Reb Shimon in our Mishnah? Reb Shimon is the one that says Maise Betevi Avdoi, and he wants to prove from there that if you sleep in the under the bed, you're not Yoitze. So Reb Shimon is the one that holds Diris Kva, and then the bed is a Diris Arai, and he holds obviously that the Diris Arai is Mavatal Kva. So what's going on over here? And for the Gemara, Chanami, yeah, but hopefully this is exactly what they're arguing in. Mar Sava. Reb Shimon holds Osi Oil Arayim of Hatlo Oil Keva, therefore you cannot sleep under the bed, not going to be Yoitze. Umar Sover, Reb Yehud is going to hold Loi Osi Oil Arayim, Oil Arayim cannot come in Hatlo Oil Keva, therefore you could sleep under the bed, which is in the Sukkah. Okay. Om Reb Shimon, Maisi B'Tevi Avdo. Tani, we're not in the Reise. Om Reb Shimon, Misi Chosei.
You have a right from the Torah, that's why you came off the Tumah.
The what?
You have a right from the Torah that oil arises in the Bible.
The what?
Well, because by Tumah, if you have a sealed Kli Cheres, it's mitpasa.
Okay.
It's matzik for Tumah.
Is it also oil? It's Tumah Blur, that's a different, I don't know, I'm not familiar with Tumah, so well, but is that also oil?
It's a different
set. Because it's closed, some
it's
possible, right? Yeah, it's a yeah. Tanya, Omri B'Shem, Sichas Hashem Gmliel, from the Sicha, from the Agav Diga words of Rav Gmliel, Lomadnu Shmei Dvarim, we learn two things. Lomadnu Shavodim Ptur Min HaSukkah, we learn now that Avodim HaPotim Min HaSukkah, and already Toysus, Bavorin, they ask, in the Chayre, you have to come on, Lomadnu from Reb Shimon that Avodim Apotim Poshut Mitzvah Shulang Guram and Noshim Apotim and Avodim are like Noshim. So Toys says just like we need a specific meat that Noshim Apotim in the Sukkah or Ezra or the Gemara later says Halacha Lomishim Sinai that Noshim Apotim in the Sukkah. Why? Because otherwise you would say Teishu Ken Teduru Ish Vishta. You have to forget. You have to Ish is Chayim in the Sukkah Alts Teishu Ken Teduru.
So
too you have a maid, you have a slave, you have to have him in the Sukkah. That's your regular Teishu Ken Teduru.
Yeah, because he needs.
Correct.
But only his one. But twice is not enough. That's only half a mina for his wife. How about his daughter?
His wife is Ish v'Ishtoi. That's Teishu Ken Teduru.
Yeah, but the daughter, you won't have that kids. They have a different
right.
Father.
But an Eved.
They have a Shava.
An Eved, he needs someone to serve him. He needs a slave. He needs someone to serve him the meals. That's easy. He lives like that a whole year. He's the master and he has a slave serving him. That's Teishu Ken Teduru. You would think that it would be Chayim and Sukkah. So he needs... So that's Lomadnu Shnei Dvarim. Lomadnu Shavodim Ptur Min HaSukkah. But Lomadnu will learn down that Yoshin Tachas Amit Lo Yotzi Yidei Chevasa. Frak the Gemara V'Leim Em Midvarim Shel Rav Gamliel. Why does the Mishnah say the words of Lafi Darkeinu Lomadnu Fi darkeinu lamadnu sheyoshin. Fi dvarav. Fi the words of Rabbi Shimon lamadnu. What's the fi darkeinu?
Because he was only joking around.
Oh, so the Gemara.
Isn't it the same thing? Why is it two separate things? We learned that avodim apturim min hasukkah.
Right.
And in Meila we know that people are that hayoshin tachshamita is liyotz lechavasa.
They're both in Meila.
Why is he learning out two things? Isn't it one thing?
It's one story. That's why he was showing him that he slept under the sukkah because
he
was a Talmud Chacham. You want to know why it's two separate things?
What did we learn from the Shnei Dvarim? What did we learn?
We learned that the Eved is part of the sukkah and sleeping under the bed is not the Yoitze.
You know one from each other, no?
I guess it's one story that brings us out both things together, correct? But it's two separate, it comes out two separate dinim. Yeah, two separate dinim from the same story, correct? So. Oh, maybe we're referring here to the Braisa. Misi Chosoi Shel Rebbe Gamliel. Not back in the Mishnah. I think maybe it's... Maybe it's going back on this. I think it's going back on this rice. And misichasai. It means more like the sichas cholon sheboy. The agav, right. From the sichas, sichas, sichasai. Lamadlo. It should be midvarov. Shall bring him liya lamadlo. Let's make misichasai. So the Gemara Milsa Agav Ruchik Kamashu is coming to teach something. Teach me a side zach. Ki hod Amar Rav Acha Marad. Some say Amar Rav Acha Marad Amar Rav. I'm Nuna Amar Rav in the name of Rav. Minayin shafel asichas chil shesichas talmidei chachamim tzricha limud. Shenema v'aleihu lo yiboil. V'aleihu is a leaf. It's a dove kal. Rashi says v'aleihu lo yiboil. We learn out from here. If we would have said midvarv shemugli lo madnu, dvarv is implies to say that he's saying it as someone else to learn from it. He's saying it over, he's teaching a lesson with it. How do you know that tzricha limud, that you could take out a dvar halacha, you could take out something lamaisa just from the sichosoi, from when, like in passing, casual. When he says something casual in passing, you also learn out halacha from it, and you could take something from it, and you're supposed to put your ear to it, Rashi said tzricha melahato is a oizen, and learn from it and take from it. So that we see from over here.
From this Gemara, you can't learn out from Rebbes.
From?
You can't learn out from Rebbes.
Why?
Because every time you say over it's a Maisa, and Faket from Shulchan Aruch for 100 years,
it's something else.
A Maisa from the Shkakash. So you see, you can't learn from the Maisa, because from a Rebbe can't miss learn. Only from Tikkun to come. They have to come.
That's what the Mishnah Vayter.
No, I'm not worried.
No comment.
I had to leave time for because I refused to go to the Rebbe's Tish.
No comment. Zok the Mishnah. Someone leans his sukkah, his schach, on the karamita, on the post of the bed. Ksheru. The Tanakama holds its kosher. It's one of two cases. You had, let's say, a bed that's made out of three walls, and then you put a piece of another piece of wood that connects into these three walls. It's a bit off the ground, and that you sleep on. Right? You have two side walls, one middle wall, and then, let's say 2 feet off the ground, you build in a piece of wood.
Like around the ches, you build in to hold it up.
You bang it in and you hold it up. One second. So you have a bed here. Now let's say either you have now 10 tfachim from this piece that's serving as what I'm sleeping on till the schach, or you take that piece out now. You just have the three walls. And you're putting the schach over the bed, which was part of it, which was a bed once.
Which was, uh-huh.
Right? Kari Amita, on the post of the bed, Sheir. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says that no. Im einu yichoy lalamed b'fnei atzmo, if it cannot stand, what's the picture there? You have the picture? Right, so it has still the bed there. Okay. Right. Still has the piece that's a bed. Or you take out this piece. The bed piece is out. Either one.
You don't have a question of oil? You just said you have a problem. Depending on machlokes.
No, so he's saying you took out the...
You have to take it out.
Either you took the piece of the where he's sleeping on out, or it's still on there, and you still have 10 tfachim from the bed piece.
Above it.
So, the Tanakam holds his kosher. Rebbe Yehuda says, "Mein yichoy lelamed b'fnei atzmo." If the since it's a shtickle, since the schach cannot stand on its own, if you start moving the bed, your whole sukkah, which the sukkah is the schach, starts moving with it, psula, it's possible. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, my time, what's the problem? My time in Reb Yehuda, what's the reason why Reb Yehuda holds this sukkah is not kosher? Pliga by Reb Zera and Baba Mamamo. Reb Zera and Baba Mamamo Mechloikis. Chadomam, Neshein lo kva. One holds the reason why Reb Yehuda holds it's possible, because it doesn't have a kvias. In other words, this sukkah, which is the schach, doesn't have a kvias. You start moving the bed, the schach moves. And Rabbi Yehuda Latamei holds sukkah needs diris kva. So he's saying Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to have a diris kva.
No.
So he's saying what a portable. So he's asking what a portable sukkah can move the sukkah. No, it could move. Not because no. Dr. Rashi, Shein lo kva, the first Rashi, Shemetal, tell us al yidei mita. The schach is being moved. It's not in the schach is not independent from the bed. So anytime I want to move my bed, my whole sukkah goes flying.
Why are you moving your bed? Sit on your bed and
I want to move my bed. It's meant to move from space.
You're going to move your bed inside.
What?
If it rains, I'm going to move my bed inside. If it's too noisy, I'll move my bed to another spot. It's moved with the bed. It's not on its own. I have a sukkah. You can't look at it. It's called arai. It's totally voimed with my bed.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. Because the shitasa.
But you according to him, you can't move the bed. If you made it for sukkah, I won't be able to move it.
No, there's no such thing you can't move your bed. It's going to be a problem right away because you could move it.
No.
Even if I don't end up moving it.
Because you're not allowed to use the walls of the sukkah. Let's say
can't
the
be mishtamish because the mukta.
The
walls.
That's
the mechloikis.
Doesn't matter because it's capable of being moved.
Right. Shem Chal Shem Shemayim on the Tfanis also.
Yeah.
So one time is Chadom Neshen.
The way you use the bed is to sleep in it. If you make a circle with walls and the walls and bench is built in, then you can't sit on the bench until you sleep in the sukkah.
No, of course you could. Yeah. No, he's saying I shouldn't be able to move though the sukkah. That's what he's saying. I shouldn't be able to move the sukkah.
You're using it the way it's supposed to be used.
Correct. That's his use. Chad Omam Neshen lo kva. If you do the tamei that holds dearest kva, you need to have a dearest kva. Chad Omar. I think they point out that, of course, let's say Bereisha Gola, Bereisha Sfina, where the bottom of my sukkah is always going to be the same ground. So, of course, the fact that it's moving is not going to make it not a Dirus Arai, it could be. But here, the bottom of my sukkah keeps on changing the whole time. The floor of the sukkah, because the bed is movable, the floor of my sukkah is the ground, is a new ground every time. Because I'm getting from this corner to that corner to that corner to that corner.
So why is it different from
not just because the physically it's moving. The wagon, the same floor is there the whole time.
So what?
It's the same floor, same schachs, just my whole sukkah is moving. It's as soon as
I don't understand. So
no, your floor, you're sitting on the floor on this corner of the thing. If you take this whole bed and move it, let's say the bed piece
it's
is out.
He's talking about where the bed piece is out. Let's, what do you do with the other shita? You don't have that far.
So move it. It's a movable. It's movable with the bed. So it's like a new floor concept. It's a new spot the whole time, in a sense. It's worse. It's worse than that case.
I think because the other thing you have to learn, because the bed is more shaky.
Okay.
So you're shaking the whole staff when you move it by a wagon.
Okay. V'chadom neshamido. One man that learns the problem, why the reason why Yehuda holds it's not kosher v'sukkah. Shemamido bedavar makabotumah. You're maimed the schach on something that's mekabel tumah. This is a bed. The bed is a keli. It's mekabel tumah. So therefore, since it was made into a bed, it's mekabel tumah. You're maimed. You're putting the schach on something that's mekabel tumah. And Rashi speaks out. Of course, the din that it cannot be mekabel tumah is only nemar on the schach, not on the walls. True, my walls are allowed to be something that's mekabel tumah. But if I'm leaning my schach, if what's being maimed, if what's holding up my schach. Is it Dover Makabel Tumah? That's also a problem. That's a problem. Because Rashi puts in a very strong language over here. The Bach wants to be medayik. That Rashi holds that it's a deraisadig problem. Hoyel v'ikr sheschach elu mamidin ave, ki ilu sichich b'dover Makabel Tumah. Maimid, I look at Maimid, is whatever's holding up my schach is Dover Makabel Tumah. It's as if I made my schach with a Dover Makabel Tumah.
There's no problem.
Correct. You're saying our sukkahs.
Why do we lose out over here? Because
our sukkahs are not a problem because it's not a Dovrama Kabatum or whatever it's leaning on.
Why not?
Well, yes.
It's Ma'amid B'schach.
A board, what is it? It's a
no,
piece of wood.
The thing that you're using to be Ma'amid B'schach is a Dovrama Kabatum.
Correct, the meter in this case.
Yeah, but your traditional walls are not.
Let's say a
door, something.
No,
it's not a pasul sukkah, right. But it's maimed davar makab. I didn't say we pass it like a Yehuda, and we'll see in a second.
He would hold.
Yes.
We'll get there in a second.
Yes, we'll get there.
Wood
right, we'll get to maimed. That's a sugi b'fnei asma. But yeah, we're learning it here right now. Let's finish up to the bottom. So we have machloikas here. What the time of Reb Yehuda is? What the problem is? Is it because ain lo kva? Or because you maimed b'davar makab to maybe now what's enough community between the two reasons? You're going shenot shpudin shel barzel. Nothing to do with a bed. A separate case. You had four poles of metal, of irons, of made out of steel. You made a schach on top of it. You put schach on top of it. Laman dom afishein lakva. If you hold the reason in the Rebbe and our Mishnah holds it's not good because it doesn't have a kvias. Hariyesh lakva. You banged it into the ground over here, and my schach is not moving with anything. It's kvias. It's good. Because if the problem is a maimed, whatever is holding up the schach is something that's mekabel tumah, it will be a problem.
Have you noticed this
problem?
Let's
finish up. Amr Abaye said, Loishonu. So Abaye is saying, Loishonu wasn't learned tribute as halacha that it's a problem, el somach. You look in the Mishnah, the words is asoymich sekase v'karamita. Avasicha chagaba amita. If you're not going to put this schach right on top of the bed, you'll make four poles, let's say, made out of wood. that's not makabel tumah. It has its own structure where the schach is lying, but it's over the bed. It's al gabay amita, over the bed, but it's not leaning on the bed. Then it's going to be ksher. My time. What's going to be the reason? Because l'man domo fisha ein lo kva. The man domo that says the reason why Yehuda holds not good in the Mishnah because it doesn't have a kvi is hari esh lo kva. In this case, if you move the bed, the schach will not move with it. So it's kosher. And in addition, the same thing as well, according to l'man domo. Because you're leaning it on these four pieces of wood and these four poles of wood. And it's not a maimed of kabbatum, it's not going to be a problem. When it comes to the din of maimed, there's a shmuz of niatzah, two, three places in Shulchan Aruch that seems like the shayla is maimed. And it seems like from the poskim, the whole shayla is showing to me, who do we pass him? Do we pass him like the chachamim, or do we pass him like a Yehuda? Shayla number one. If you pass him like the chachamim, there's no problem of maimed. Because the chachamim, I'm not worried about this problem of maimed. If you pass him like a Yehuda, still it makes enough community. What's the time of a Yehuda? But if you're going to go with Rabbi Yehuda and you're going to hold the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda as Maimon, there's an apparent problem of Maimon. So because of this, it seems like it's a challenge of showing who he paskin like. Because it is the Mishnah Berurah, sounds like the poets can say, Likat min mikra din, if someone is Maimon, this chach and adov amakamatum, it's not a problem. Either because we're paskin like Chachomim, or even if Rabbi Yehuda, it depends on which time. If you don't go with this time, it's me, okay. But lekatchila, one should be zoher, not to be maimed, it's chach and adover makavotum. And the poiskim, the high-tech poiskim say, even if technically you don't need this piece of wood, stam, if it's a piece of metal, whatever the problem is, you just dump a piece of wood on it, and now it's lying on the wood, which is lying on the metal, that's fine. Chaznish comes along, it's a ganze chaznish, and you have to see inside that maimed, the maimed is also a problem. Now, if you hold maimed as a problem, the maimed is also going to be a problem. So if you have nails or screws that are holding up the beam, which is not holding up the schach, so it's maimed the maimed.
And the marker on the walls too, because that has a mess.
Right.
Like
a notch, it goes through the wall?
It has a notch.
Yes. Why? Because it has a kli kibble. It's a shalav that's called a kli kibble.